I'm like, why would I go fly fishing? That's just like swatting mosquitoes with a long stick.
Folks, it's cold out there. The rivers are froze and the fish are cold. Mother shucker.
Mother shucker.
He had a fly tying set up in his office, and he was like the cool dude in the neighborhood that all of us boys kind of hung around with. He was our scout leader.
That's kind of scary. You know, a mud maggot and a sow bug would be very good to use.
There is no such thing as safe ice. I'll tell you this about Rockport. They'll actually, their concession stand will actually deliver a pizza
on the ice
to you on the ice.
Dude, if you put those on, they'll look like yoga pants on you.
Hodgman. Core Ends Wader Liners.
Yeah, but you really like these pants.
I love those things. Yeah. I love these pants. No. I am one of the most skeptical, hard to please sons of bitches you'll meet. We look like guys that don't want to be comfortable.
You are listening to the Bug Huckers Podcast, produced by The Banyan Collective. Listen to more mind-blowing podcasts at thebanyancollective.com and on iTunes. Podcasts like The Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show, Adventure for Your Ears. And Mr. Goodyear's Neighborhood, a podcast about a mountain town run by mountain people. We now return you to the best fly fishing podcast in all the land, Bug Huckers. The only way to get better at catching a fish is to go out and huck yourself.
Welcome to Bug Huckers 2.0. What is it? We're two guys. We'd have no idea what we're doing or where we're going, but we're going to have fun.
That's exactly right.
I am Cole Larson. I'm joined here with my good buddy James Young, and we are your new hosts of Bug Huckers. James, how you doing this evening?
Man, I'm doing really good. Excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited you're here.
Yeah.
What are we drinking tonight anyways? We've got
beer.
a couple beers. Shiner Holiday Cheer for you kids who can't see. This is a very Christmassy kind of drink, and we're a little past Christmas, but beer's good anytime.
Hey, presents are good all year long, so...
Yes, sir. So we are back here with you at Bug Huckers 2.0, unofficially 2.0. Show has been off the air for a few minutes, but we're back here. We are your new hosts. And my name is Cole Larson. I live here in Ogden, Utah. Moved up here. Oh, when did I move here? James, when did I move here?
A few years ago.
A few years ago. We'll call it a few years ago. I think 2013. So I've been here for about 5 years, five-six years. And I've been involved with Trout Unlimited here since about that time. I'm currently the chapter president of Weber Basin Anglers, Trout Unlimited. I've been fly fishing pretty much, well, fly fishing, I got to define a few things here. I've been fishing most of my life. Fly fishing specifically, really seriously, for about the last 10. Now, I was kind of backwards engineered as a fly fisher. James, did you start tying flies or fishing flies first? Which came first, chicken or the egg?
The chicken did. Yeah, I started fishing, and then like 2 weeks after I started fly fishing, I started tying my own.
I think that's kind of how most people go, but I was backwards. So I started tying flies before I ever actually fished them. A gentleman by the name of Jeff Richards, he lived two doors down from me when I was about 11 years old. Big outdoors guy, big duck hunter. He had a fly tying set up in his office, and he was like the cool dude in the neighborhood that all of us boys kind of hung around with. He was our scout leader.
That's kind of scary.
No.
He was that guy.
He was a cool dude. No, he really was. Nothing bad. He was a genuinely Jeff, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry.
I don't know you, Jeff, but I still have my doubts about you.
He works down here at Angler's Den, which, by the way, is where we're at tonight. We're at Angler's Den in Roy. But, yeah, Jeff kind of turned me on to fly tying, and my parents got me that set, and that led to me fishing with them, and here we are. So that's just a little bit about me and what led me down to this show here tonight. And, of course, joined here with James, and then Brandon Long, our producer, he's here making all the magic happen, putting this whole thing to the ground.
Well, James. And Brandon also supposed to be trying to keep us in line somewhat.
Good luck.
Good luck with that. Yeah. I just want to say thanks to both of you guys for bringing the show back. It was one of my favorite podcasts we've done. It was short as far as lifespan goes, but every show we did, I learned something, which I'm really excited about. So looking forward to the reboot of Bug Huckers.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun deal. Sweet. Yeah. Well, my name is James Young. I moved up here to Utah back 6 years now, almost 6 years to the day.
Retired, moved up to Utah in the middle of the winter, in the middle of a snowstorm, where most people retire in the spring and go to the beach. So I come to the mountains, started fly fishing right after that. I grew up fishing all my life. Got up here, didn't know what to do, was talking to some guys, and they asked me about if I was interested in it. And I'm like, why would I go fly fishing? That's just like swatting mosquitoes with a long stick. So a couple months later, I got into it, took a class, and then just got after it. That's all I do. Started tying flies shortly thereafter because I realized how expensive flies could be, and I try to find a cheap way to do it.
Yeah, you got tricked into thinking that you were going to save some money by tying them yourself,
didn't
you?
Money. I got more stuff at the house than the shop's got. So, started tying flies and fishing, and that's all I did. And the wife said, honey, you just can't go fishing every day. You got to go do something. And I'm like, well, okay. So I worked at another shop for a short period of time. Then I decided to up my game. So I went to guide school in Montana. Did that through a Sweetwater Guide School out of Livingston. We went to the Bighorn. Did that, came back. Went fishing a whole lot. And Bonnie's again's going, you know, honey, you just can't fish. So then I come over to Anglers and got on here. So now I work in a fishing shop. And then I fish on my days off. Makes her really mad because it's like, you know, all you do is talk fish and go fish. I'm like, well, yeah.
Unless you're getting taco meat, right?
Unless we're getting taco meat. Good. Yeah, then it's good. Yeah, like we went fishing the other day and she come home and she was like, is that all you caught? Well, yeah. No, you got to go back. That's not enough. You need to catch more fish. Okay. So we go back. So, yeah, so we got going along, got into the TU. I'm the official title is the event coordinator for the Weber Basin Anglers Chapter of Trouts Unlimited, but I like to refer to myself as our chapter party planner. So so we do that now, and that's how, you know, Cole and I hooked up through the shop and then through TU, and it's been a good ride. And then we got to talking, and we decided that we'd bring the show back and sit here and play around. So here we are.
Here we are. So we got the formalities out of the way. We got the introductions, so you know at least know who the hell we are and what we're doing here.
Well, at least they know what we're doing here. We have no clue what we're doing here.
Yeah, 2.0, right?
Yeah.
2.0. Well, anyways, good to be here with both you and Brandon. A couple of quick announcements we want to get out to everybody. The International Fly Fishing Film Festival, affectionately known as IF4 for short. I think that's a lot easier. IF4, that's kind of a mouthful.
The IF4.
International Fly Fishing Film Festival.
Yeah, but you like a mouthful.
I'm gonna drink to that one. Oh shit.
Oh, there you go. Beer foul.
Beer foul in the shop.
Oh my gosh.
We're gonna edit that, right?
Yeah. We're live. We're live.
Oh no, son of a bitch. Oh man. Well, Anyway. IF4, March 8th at Perry's Egyptian Theater here in Ogden. Proceeds from this, I believe, are going to benefit the Ogden River Project. The last few years, that's the project it has gone to fund, which is a great thing that the city actually is providing a restoration project on the Ogden River down through town, and they've done some really incredible work on that. So I think if you just Google Ogden River Project, you can find some more information about that. That is, again, March 8th. And the second Tuesday of each month, there is a meeting.
That was good.
Like, what?
Smile for the camera.
This is what you get when it's not live. You get...
Yeah, that's my
favorite right there. That was good. We'll go ahead and try that one again. In fact, let me pull up the exact date so I don't fumble it. So the second Tuesday of every single month is the chapter meeting of Weber Basin Anglers Trout Unlimited, and that is going to be this upcoming February 12th, 6:15 p.m. 6:15-ish.
Yeah, 6:15, 6:30-ish.
It's going to be right here at Angler's Den. We're going to have a fly tying night and get together. It's going to be a really awesome time. Come out, meet some new people. We're going to have a fly tying competition. I'm not going to give any further information other than it's going to be really fun, and you do not want to miss it. There are prizes involved. So, again, that's February 12th, 6:15, Angler's Den in Roy. And you can follow us Follow Weber Basin Anglers on Facebook at just Weber Basin Anglers Trout Unlimited. We have a group, and we also have a page where we post announcements. So
please feel free to find Weber Basin Anglers under our Facebook page.
You can join them.
Yes.
We might be there, but all right. James, do you have anything you want to add to that?
No.
No. Perfect. All right.
Yeah, one of our fly tying events, we're going to do an iron fly competition. I thought we'd do that.
Iron fly.
Iron fly. So we're going to give everybody who wants to participate, kind of like the Iron Chef competition you see on TV, give them a stack of materials. They have to use everything on it, and then halfway through, we're probably going to add something that's pretty crazy to add to their fly. We'll have a judge who will not know who tied the fly, and we'll go from there and have fun with it. It's going to be very interesting. I guarantee you that.
Who should we get to judge that? I have a couple of ideas of who I'd like to see judge it.
I talked to Tom the other day.
Did you? Okay, yeah, he was on that list.
He's on board if he can make it, and so.
Now we got to specify Tom, as in Tom Doxey, Utah Fly Fishing Hall of Fame member, Tom Doxey. So. I can't think of anyone who would be more qualified to judge our little contest.
Oh, absolutely. He will be great at it. That, and he ties a really good fly, and I want to make him the judge so I don't have to compete against him.
That was kind of what I was thinking, too.
Like, kind of eliminate the good guys.
Get him out of that running.
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent. It's going to be a fun time. Well, let's move right over into our fishing report. And for that, I give you James Young.
You have like a drum roll?
Well, as far as it goes for fly fishing, folks, it's cold out there. The rivers are froze and the fish are cold. Right now on the Provo, we've got buffalo midges hatching. I did get word from a guide that flies such as the Bling midge is working, probably down to size 28. So you can do small midges, small midge pattern, small dries on top will work. The buffalo midge, the fly that we like to use for them is called the mother shucker. Not the other word, mother shucker.
Mother shucker.
Shucker is a good one to use. On the Weber, it's starting to unfreeze a little bit because the weather warmed up some this week. So this time of year, again, zebra midges, prince nymphs, pheasant tails, hare's ears, rainbow sow bugs, Ray Charles, basically all your same standard flies are going to work okay if you can find an area that's accessible.
But where is accessible right now? I know down below Echo is probably a no-go.
Yeah, right. This time of year, you want to fish everywhere below Lost Creek, where Lost Creek dumps in there at the Croydon exit because you get a little more water flow. They shut it down less than one CFS out of Echo Dam, and Lost Creek's dumping in about 5 or 6 feet. So you get some flow. The moving water keeps the edges from freezing and the water from freezing up. We stopped by Hennifer, and most of that's all capped over with ice because of low flows. So basically anywhere from Croydon downstream to the mouth of the canyon has been fishing well. Adams Parkway is fishing well. A bunch of rainbows and browns in there, same stuff. Sow bugs, pheasant tails, prince nymphs, midges, stuff like that.
Mud maggots
this time of year is actually a fly that we have here at Angler's Den. That we have specifically for this time of year. I like to fish them when they get a little bit of runoff, water gets dirty, but definitely mud maggots. A mud maggot and a sow bug would be very good to use. So
that's a deadly combination.
Very deadly. So that's our fly fishing stuff. Mainly right now, it's wintertime and the lakes are frozen, so a lot of folks are out ice fishing. I think one thing we're going to do with the show is kind of key on what kind of fishing is going on seasonally. I mean, right now, ice fishing and some fly fishing is happening. And
I know that this is primarily a fly fishing show, but you and I are both we're ice fishing fanatics. We both love it. You only get a couple months out of the year you can do it. And generally, the months that you are ice fishing are the frustrating months on the river. You get frozen guides, your line freezes up and cracks. I mean, it's really hard, and so it kind of breaks things up a little bit. And panfish are really tasty, so that kind of helps. But yeah, we've had a couple of good days out on the ice there. Yeah. We went up to Manaway a couple weeks ago, and we had a great day.
Yeah, caught some good fish up there. Went to Echo.
We've been on Echo with the rest of the state. Yep.
Yeah, everybody else showed up. I think half Idaho showed up that day. We were there too. I'm telling you what, it looked like a refugee camp out there.
I thought if everybody jumps right now, what's going to happen?
I tell you what, all those holes out there, the geysers would come up and make Old Faithful jealous of how high it'd shoot. I mean, that guy next to us that was drilling holes, I guess he got that auger for Christmas.
He must have.
Everybody showed up, hey, look up a new auger, and he drilled four holes, and they had a group of like nine people.
I don't know what he was doing, but it...
It's like, yeah, stop it. You're going to sink the boat, you know? It's like he had it. He drilled enough. So Echo's been fishing good. The trick out there is to get away from the crowds. I know guys that come here to the shop ask us, like, you got to get as far away from people as you can, get a little deeper water. They're still catching good fish. Let's see where else we've been. Manaway is doing okay. It's slowing down a little bit, but there's still fish being caught. Trout are still active out there. The perch are okay. Let's see, Lost Creek is froze. It has about 8 inches of ice last I heard. Guys have been doing very well out there by the dam. Rockport, they have the tagged fish contest through the end of March. I heard they put 100 or so tagged fish in the lake. You catch a tagged fish and it has a number on the tag for a prize. Customer was in today, said somebody caught a tagged fish and they won a $5 gift certificate.
$5 is $5.
Yeah, $5. You know,
do we know what the top prize is on that?
It's like $3,000 or something. It's supposed
$3,000. I'm going to try to look that up right now. Rockport, just ice fishing?
Ice fishing contest, derby, something like that. Yeah. So we got Rockport fishing. The perch are down going to be deep. If you can find 40, 50 feet, I think you can get your perch down there. Trout are right off the bottom, suspended about 10 feet under the ice. Deer Creek, I don't know if that's froze up. Did you find the info on that?
I did.
Oh, why don't you read that? I'm going to take a station break.
All right. Starting December 31st, 2018 to March 1st, 2019, we are holding our annual Tagged Fishing Challenge. If you catch a fish during the contest, you can redeem it for a prize. Only the tag is needed. So you can go ahead and keep that fish and eat it, or even let the fish go if you yank that tag out. Spend your new year fishing with us for some great prizes. Lots of great prizes from fishing gear and gift cards. So the grand prizes we have listed are as follows. Moab rafting trip for four, courtesy of Adrift Adventures. Oh, that's pretty neat. An Eskimo ice shelter, courtesy of Sportsman's Warehouse. Ice shelter and gun target, courtesy of Ace and Camus. An impact driver, courtesy of CarQuest. So if you're a tool guy, you could always use an extra impact driver. A children's Kubota tractor.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Oh, man.
Who runs this contest?
I think this is through the state parks.
State parks
Rockport,
runs it?
Rockport
State
Park.
So they reach out to all these people to donate stuff. And
that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's cool. Wow.
Yeah, a shade tent and $100 gift card to Sportsman's, courtesy of Camus Food Town. I know that store. Marmot snow pants, courtesy of Jan's, a snowsuit, two-night stay in a cabin or yurt, and a guided two-hour non-motorized fishing trip. I'm not really sure what does that mean, a non-motorized fishing trip.
Like a raft?
At Rockport.
Oh.
I don't think it's swimming.
They're going to go row their boat? They're going to, I don't know, interesting.
Give you some floaties to
float around.
But you
get a two-night stay in a cabin or yurt if you're feeling the yurt. $500 gift card of your choosing, courtesy of Rockport State Park. So, I mean, if it's of your choosing, I wonder if they put any kind of restrictions on that. Yes, I would like a $500 gift certificate to the state liquor store. Please, and thank you.
Yeah, of your choosing.
Of your choosing.
Or just do a Visa card and use it wherever.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah, I guess you could. Then you run over.
I kind of want the state to buy me a gift card to their liquor store.
Oh, I'm with you. Yeah, that's
just to kind of.
If you can make that happen, I want to see that.
Yeah, right. Now, I will tell you.
Yeah, it's coming back to you. So, yeah.
I'll tell you this about Rockport. They'll actually their concession stand will actually deliver a pizza
on the ice
to you on the ice.
You just tell them where you're at, what you're in.
Tell them what you're at. Yeah. So here's the problem, though. You got 400 people out there fishing in all these tents, and they say, okay, here's your pizza. Where are you? And you say, well, I'm in the red tent, and half of them are red.
Yeah.
I don't know how they find you, but, yeah, you can order a pizza, and they'll deliver it to you by snowmobile.
Are they still doing that? Because I know you found that thing on the internet while we were up at Echo, and it wasn't really clear if it was – was it current?
Yeah, current. The other day on,
dude,
like,
why are we not fishing up there?
I know. We get pizza. We don't just pack
lunch. What are we doing going anywhere else?
I know.
I want pizza. Snowmobile pizza delivery, man.
I was watching the news the other day. Big Buddha, he was out there, and they was like, man, I'm hungry. And they actually said, we will deliver pizza. And they brought one out to him. I'm thinking, man, how cool it would be to be out there ice fishing and have a hot pizza delivered to you. Mm. by snowmobile on the ice. I just want to go to Rockport just to have a pizza.
Man, we are decadent.
I know. I mean, it's first world problems. You know, hey, my pizza's not warm.
My princess, my pizza is not warm enough. Please put it in your microwave on your snow machine.
And warm it up, please.
Well, hey, Rockport is reporting right now that the ice condition is 6 to 8 inches currently. So it is a good time to go up there. Showing high temp of 42, so you might get some slushiness, though.
Well, I'd like to make a disclaimer statement about ice. There is no such thing as safe ice.
I was just going to ask, because you said 6 to 8. Is that like where you feel like, okay, that's
pretty comfortable, general, but there is really no safe ice. You have to understand that ice breaks, it moves around, it acts like tectonic plates, you know, it'll crack, makes stress fractures and stuff like that, so... Anytime you go out on the ice, I think you're doing it at your own risk, so you can't take everybody's word for it. Find your own comfort level.
So I'm when we go, because I've never been, I'm going to wear my life jacket in the
tent. Dude, I'm bringing you floaties.
Hey, you bought a suit that floats, man.
My wife made me do that.
She doesn't make you do any. Well, actually, I've met your wife, and yeah, I think
she
did make you do
that. Yes, she did. Yes, I have a floaty suit. But it's also very warm. It is.
Ugh. Which they you guys sell those here at Angler's Den?
Yeah, we sell them. It's Striker ice suits. They're they have flotation in the bibs and the jackets. So if you go through,
if you go in, you're
basically wearing a life jacket. You can't float forever. I mean, you're going to get out of that cold water.
Mm-hmm. Your odds are better.
They're as warm as I've ever been ice fishing. I mean, these things are incredibly warm. Plus the safety factor, in case you do go in through the ice, you do have a better chance of doing self-rescue or getting out so you don't fall, you know, get sunk down through. So, oh, yeah. And that all started because of Manaway trip about a month and a half ago on 3 inches of crackly ice. And Bonnie goes, you need one of them floaty suits. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I don't like that crackly stuff.
No, I don't either.
Nope. Speaking of gear, we're going to move into our gear review section now. So cue the gear review music.
Gear. Gear's cool. Cool gear.
We love gear.
Gear.
These are pants.
These are pants.
These are pants. These are pants that go in your pants.
We're going widescreen for this one. James, do me a favor and bump your mic, because you like to look at who you're talking to. So yeah.
That good?
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, that works.
All right. So
who makes these?
Okay. So these are the Hodgman Core Ends Wader Liners.
I noticed you grabbed a size none of us can fit in.
I can fit in there.
Okay.
It's very snug. But I can make it work.
Dude, if you put those on, they'll look like yoga pants on you.
What, you don't wear them like that?
I'm not saying I do. I'm not saying that I don't.
I'm just going to stick those right back there for a moment. No, I do not wear a medium. I wear a little bit bigger than that.
A little?
Yeah, but you really like these pants.
I love those things. Yeah. I love these pants. Okay, first off, disclaimer, Hodgman does not sponsor this show yet. Wink, wink.
Nudge, nudge.
This is a 100% just straight from the feels review about this. I love these things, James.
I love them too.
You love them too?
I love them too.
You're the one who turned me on to these.
You're welcome.
Man, that day we went out and it was real cold. I thought, okay, this is going to be the day to test these things. I was not cold.
Well, okay, let's back this story up.
My feet were cold.
You came into the shop on a Saturday, and okay. I'm like, hey, dude, you need these pillow pants.
We call them pillow pants.
It's like, you need a pair of these because they're warm. And you're like, yeah, okay. So you bought them. And then you got home, and you started playing with them, and I get a text about 10:30. Dude, we need to go tomorrow to test run these pillow pants.
I wanted to sleep in them.
So yeah, it's like a sleeping bag.
No, it really is.
Yeah. So we went up to the Weber River. It was in the teens that day.
It was nippy.
And we both have Hodgman waders with the core insulation pants inside.
So if someone comes in and says, I want the pillow pants, we know.
Well, no, I don't know exactly what you're talking about. So we go up there, and we're standing in the water. We go out about waist deep and said, all right, let's see how this works. Never got cold.
Wow.
Never got nothing. My feet got cold. My sock game was off that day. But
So we had a gal come into Gear 30 where I work and ask for some tights for under her waders because she was taking the fly fishing class up at Weber State University, and she wanted something to keep warm. It was in the fall, late fall, and it was going to be So had I known, I could have said, you know, we have some nice tights here, but they make these pillow pants.
Now, one thing about this, this is a Hodgman pant that's made specifically for the waiters. So any Hodgman waiter, the newer style waiters, these will fit into. And if you wear a size large waiter, you get a size large insulation pant. They will snap in at the ankles, and they zip on top. So you get the like puffy coat material down on your legs in a heavy fleece.
Here's the snaps
on your body.
Right here, if you can see that. So there are color coordinated snaps inside the waiter, and it is so slick. These things, they snap right in at the bottom right there. There's the leg. You got four snaps. You got green, black, and red, so you know which way is which. And yeah, it is this kind of puffy coat material. Do we know what the fill is? I want to say it's like that Primaloft stuff, isn't it?
The actual, it's actually a Thinsulate insulation in it. It doesn't say how many grams or anything.
It's enough, I'll tell you that. It's enough. And then up at the top portion, you've got a like a polar fleece kind of situation. And then along the top of the wader liner itself, there is a zipper. Now, inside your waders, there is a corresponding zipper that this matches up to. So these can stay in your waders. You can take your waders off. It's all one piece. You don't have to deal with bunching of anything. It is super slick, and it's even got an extra big old opening so you can take a wee-wee.
Yeah. Well, that's actually made for the waders. I have Hodgman makes a zipper wader.
Yeah, so you can take a wee-wee.
So you can sit there and put them on with the zippers.
Notice I'm calling take a piss wee-wee.
Why don't you just call it like it is, just taking a piss?
Because I'm having more fun saying wee-wee.
Wee! Wee!
Oh, God. we've both wore them out there. I've worn them several times on the river. If you're worried about getting cold, you know, which a lot of people are in the wintertime, the waders are quality waders now. One thing about Hodgman, they're not your daddy's Hodgman anymore. I know most folks refer to them as like a Kmart, Walmart brand.
That was my first pair.
Yeah.
Way back was like $70 Hodgman neoprene things I got at Walmart.
So what do these run?
They run about $70.
Something like that. To stay warm,
is there a tag?
That's worth it.
Yeah, there's a tag right there. Yeah, like $70.
And you $79.99.
You know, you buy a good quality pair of, say, even merino wool long johns from Sims, are going to be $80-$90. Regular fleece pants are going to run you about $40 to $50. So for a little bit more, and with a Hodgman wader, you have an integrated insulated wader. And the cool thing is, when the summertime hits, you pull them out and you have your regular waders. And one thing I noticed about them on the Hodgmans, they build them just a little bit bigger, so they'll all fit the core insulation. I mean, everything from $100 up to the $400 waiter, every Hodgman waiter will take these pants, and you just buy them by the size of your waiter.
I've been really impressed with those waiters, and you're right. They're not your daddy's Hodgmans. They're not what you remember. They have really stepped their game up. The quality is there. Durable, durable material. You can just tell that the construction is high quality, and they really thought it through.
Looks like they got a guarantee, too. So,
Yeah. And one thing, you know, I've got the Asus ones, you know, like a sonic welded wader, and the lower legs I have are five layers. And when we were at Pyramid Lake last year out by Reno, I fell on that tufa rock. I thought I tore my waders, barely scarred the outside of it.
That tufa's gnarly shit.
Yeah,
dude, it'll tear your boots up. Rough.
You see those guys who fish out there all the time, their boots are all shredded, waders are all have holes in them. But when I fell on that rock out there at Warrior Point, I thought I'd ruin my waders. Didn't do anything to them. So been really impressed with the quality of the new Hodgman waders, and especially the core insulation pants, or as we like to call it, pillow pants.
Pillow pants.
Pillow pants, as far as the warmth and the comfort on them. It was nice to sit in a river that was really cold water, and all you felt was just the weight of the water, not even feel the coolness on them. I mean, you know, that day we got there, it was teens. I had on, you know, just a pair of fleece pants under my waders.
Right.
And I had an insulated shirt, a vest, and I had a puffy coat. I didn't wear any gloves, and I had a ball cap on. My head never got cold. My fingers stayed okay all day long we were there. I had, you open up the waders, put your, you know, you'd feel the heat come out. So they really hold the heat well. So I'm giving it 5 stars.
5 stars? Wow. I also, 5 stars. And I realize this is our first time doing this, and, oh, these guys are going to 5-star everything. No. I am one of the most skeptical, hard to please sons of bitches you'll meet. I'll find something to hate. Trust me, I'll find it. These, I have yet to find a single thing I do not like about them or the Hodgman waders. Come in, if you're in the market for a new pair of waders, really, take a serious look at the Hodgman. Come on down in here to Angler's Den. They have them in stock, and they also carry a full line of boots with detachable soles that are really slick, and we could go on and on about those. But really, give them a look. I know everybody tends to go right to Sims or Redington's or some of the other big brands, and those are great too. But really, take a look at these. I don't think you'll be disappointed at all.
I don't think you will. So let's retouch on our deal about our gear review section.
Okay.
I know we've talked about it a bunch. You know, if a company decides they want us to review it, we're going to basically tell them. We're going to tell you the good, bad, and the ugly on it.
We'll give you honest feedback.
You know, and if we don't like it, we're going to tell you. I know people have done gear reviews before. If they get it for free, the first thing they'll do is give it 5 stars just because they got it for free.
We're not
going to do that.
Not happening here.
You know, if we don't like it, we're going to tell you. And we'll give you our opinion. You make your own, but we'll tell you the good, bad, and the ugly on it.
At least what we found. I mean, yeah, make up your own decision. Of course, there's stuff that I'm sure we're going to love that some people, I mean, there's other people I'm sure that think a Hodgman's a piece of junk.
Yeah.
I like it.
But then again, Cole, who's going to sit there and really look at us and go, do we really trust these guys?
You know? Do we look like guys that don't want to be comfortable?
No, listen, man. We're okay.
Comfort first, safety second.
If you're not watching us on video and you're just listening to us, you have to understand we're a couple fat guys and comfort
hey,
and food.
Hey, I prefer husky.
Okay, we're pretty husky guys. We like our comfort. We like our food. And we like stuff that performs like it's supposed to.
I don't like wasting my money on bullshit.
No.
So...
Most importantly.
Yeah. So we're going to try to lead you down the right way. Something that's good, bad, and different. I mean, if it's good, we'll tell you. If it has issues, I think we'll bring them to the forefront.
If there is a product that you would like to see us review or give our feedback on, please, I'm sure there's a place for you to leave comments on whatever platform you're listening to this on or shoot us an email. We'd be happy to see what you guys want to see and to hear about and
yeah, you can message. I'm glad you brought that up, Cole. You can message the Bug Huckers Facebook page.
Yep.
And we'll also post this to YouTube, where you can drop your feedback on the comment section in YouTube as well.
Great. So. And if you're a manufacturer of a product and would like to give us free stuff to review, we'd be glad to take that too. But be fair warned, if there's a problem with it, we're going to find it.
We cannot be bought. My opinions are not for sale.
But I don't know if they had tacos with it.
Whoa, tacos ruins everything.
No.
I mean, bribed and bought. Those are different
the two things.
Right?
Okay. All right. So, yeah, beer, tacos. I mean, we're going to, no.
I mean, if you're buying somebody, you're guaranteeing their loyalty. Bribe is you're just kind of sweetening the deal to up your odds.
We won't do that. We don't care if you give it to us for free or we have to buy it ourselves, but we will. We're definitely going to be fair on this.
By the way, Shiner, this one's on us. All right, the next one, you got the next one.
That's it. Shiner, you got the next one.
Hopefully it's before Christmas time.
Yeah, this is still a good beer. This is pretty tasty.
It is tasty.
It's a good winter beer.
I feel like holiday, Christmassy kind of beers are kind of hit or miss. They're either great or it's like, and I'll have one and I'm done. And yeah,
But it's not a pumpkin beer.
No. Thank God, no. We will not do. Hey, listen, fat guys. I mean, sorry, husky guys will not do pumpkin beer.
I like pumpkin beer.
Truth comes out.
Okay, I'm scared.
No, you know, shame. Okay, wait. You know what's good with pumpkin beer? Did I show you this trick?
No.
Cinnamon whiskey shot.
You did tell me about this.
Yeah,
with
pumpkin. That makes pumpkin beer okay. You got to drink it with some cinnamon.
Okay.
So pour your cup, and then you put your beer in there, and then you drop a shot of cinnamon whiskey, and then that'll keep you warm on
that
the
sounds
ice,
good.
Too. Yeah.
Now, when we say cinnamon whiskey, what are we talking here? Like
Fireball?
Because I don't think Fireball is really I have whiskey. A hard time calling that whiskey.
Porter's Fire, which is
Porter's
also
Fire.
Very...
That's a local product made here
Utah.
In Ogden.
Ogden, Utah, and I prefer it over the other one, but Fireball.
We'd be glad to be sponsored by Porter's.
But Porter's will keep you warm on the ice.
Will they?
Good. Yeah, sure will.
We'll have to try that.
All right, next trip.
Next trip.
I guess we got to find someone to drive us.
Yeah.
Wait, can you get pulled over on the ice?
I think you can. If you're...
If the DWR guy comes around and checks you and...
If you're operating a snowmobile and you're intoxicated, I think that's kind of a problem. It's like a boat, but I don't know. Walking, I don't know.
Public intox.
Public intox, whatever.
Open container, something. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's never been a problem. That ice fishing tent is my domicile. You cannot enter without a
ladder. Yeah, if they've seen the inside of that tent, we do set up a house, don't we?
No, there's enough electronics in there. To, yeah, yeah.
I mean, tables, couple stoves, food spread out everywhere.
Stoves, cooking. You, yeah, it's,
yeah. We had.
Just you wait, Brandon. When we get you up there,
you're gonna be
like, this isn't fishing.
It's one of these deals of like, we look like we know what we're doing, but we have absolutely no clue.
It's like framed by empty beer cans and stuff.
No, we haven't got that far yet. Okay. But I mean, with all the crap we haul out there, yeah, it's pretty good.
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, it'll be good.
Something else I'm looking forward to is our next episode and the piece of gear we are going to review in that episode. Man, I'm excited for this. The new Tacky Hydrophobic Fly Box, their new product. I'm not going to say too much about it, but it's really cool.
It did come out in November. It won some awards at IFTA. It's been a big seller here at Anglers because it's the newest and greatest. It's actually a pretty sweet box Tacky came out with. They've been pretty innovative. So we're going to give that the ring out in the next couple weeks to see what we think about it.
I bought one a couple weeks ago. I have yet to load anything into it. It's just been sitting on my desk waiting because I've been ice fishing. But I'm stoked to see how that performs and how well it breathes like they say it does. And hopefully that'll be at the end of rusty hooks and airing out your box.
So we'll get more back to that next episode.
Next time.
Yeah.
But until then, be sure to go and hook yourself. Take care, everybody.
Right on.